While Columbia was in orbit, the astronauts sent a wealth of scientific data back to Earth. Much of the work on board was lost when the shuttle broke apart. This will be a setback for dozens of researchers on the ground who had experiments on the shuttle. But from the start of the manned space program, many have questioned whether human beings really have to leave Earth to do valuable research in space. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
Most recent missions of the space shuttle fleet have been dedicated to building and supplying the International Space Station. By contrast, the mission of Columbia was primarily science.
There was combustion research, there was materials research, fundamental physics, cell science, human physiology such as bone loss, and finally fundamental biology.
Howard Ross is Acting Deputy Associate Administrator for Science at NASA. At a news conference earlier this week, Ross highlighted several research projects, including a study of tiny balls of flame that can only be made in the weightlessness, or more properly, microgravity, of space.
The data from this, which these were burning hydrogen, can be used to help model combustion chemistry for a variety of fuels that eventually has applications to automobile engines.
NASA has always touted the shuttle and the International Space Station as outstanding places to do scientific research, and many scientists agree. Donald Vogt is a chemist at the University of Pennsylvania who studies the structure of biological molecules. Vogt says to determine the structure, you first need to make a crystal of the molecule.
Someone got the idea that maybe molecules will crystallize better in space. And in fact, it works. They do crystallize better. They get bigger, they get more ordered, which is the important thing.
Vogt says knowing the structure of molecules is key to designing drugs.
It's much better to know what you're looking at when you design something than to just kind of flail around in the dark and hope you get lucky.
But Vogt says most of the equipment you use for growing crystals in space does not need attention of an astronaut.
These are just automated things, and the astronauts would occasionally, you know, look at them and tell you what's going on. But for the most part, I think they just sort of turned it on and then turned it off when they're about to land.
In fact, lots of experiments done on spacecraft can be automated. That's why many scientists disagree with NASA on the need to send astronauts into space. Norman Sleep, a geophysicist at Stanford University, says there's absolutely no question that scientists can learn a lot from space exploration.
We can basically learn about the origin of the solar system, hence learn about the origin of the Earth. We can learn about how the sun works, and we can learn about how the universe works. The space program has completely revolutionized astronomy.
But in each case, Sleep argues the major achievements have come from unmanned probes, the robotic missions to the planets, the SOHO mission to study the sun, and the great orbiting observatories, including the Hubble Space Telescope. By contrast, Sleep argues that the scientific return from the manned space program has been limited and has actually been a drag on potentially interesting science missions.
The manned space program has basically killed lunar science. We cannot send an unmanned mission to sample the moon, which we could do fairly cheaply and fairly efficiently now, because it would show that you don't need a manned base up there of people getting in the way of the robots.
With the loss of the 7 crew members of the space shuttle Columbia, it's certain that as painful as it may be, NASA will have to revisit questions about the risks and rewards of sending people into space. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.